country people. Westerners, a lot of them call these people around here Westerners, you know.
I see. But so like in Casper, they would call people who live maybe up in the mountains, would they have any name for them?
No, I just Casper is all I know.
I see, okay. And the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay. Do you have any names for different types of poor people?
Well, beggars and stuff like that, but you don't see those people here very much, you know. You never hear them talk about them anymore, either.
Were there a lot of poor people here in the 30s, or that you would call them?
Well, they were all poor in the 30s. Okay. I mean, you know, when we came here in 1924, or 1909, everybody was poor. There wasn't no, you never see, there was a few rich people in Rock Springs, but they came here poor and made what they...
So the term for poor people may be us.
Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah, that's right. Because most of these rich people in Rock Springs came here and herded sheep for a living. That's how they made their money. But they just were, you know, they were good enough managers that they could get ahead. You know, a lot of people can't get ahead. All they do is live from day to day.
Yeah. Now, I've heard a lot of terms, both for people who work in the cattle industry and people who work in the sheep industry. Maybe you could tell me what a few of those are and what they mean.
The sheepmen are the strictly sheepmen, and the cattlemen are strictly cattlemen. You know, they used to this used to be strictly cattle country up here, and they had a regular war when the sheep went in there. You know, they killed a lot of the sheep, but they had a heck of a time up there. But now it's just as much one as the other. They went out.
What about a person who has a bunch or watches over sheep? What would that person be called?
A herder.
Okay, sheep.
Sheep herder.
Okay, never a shepherd.
No, you never hear a shepherd.
What about ranch hand? What's that? Or are there different types?
Just a ranch hand is all I ever.
Have you ever heard of the word poke or?
No.
Okay. What about cowboy? What does that mean?
Well, a cowboy is when they. A lot of these people they call cowboys because they go out, see, they have to take these cattle out in the spring and then go back and get them in the fall, and they call them the roundup, the cattle roundup. There's a lot of them goes in, they bring in everybody's cattle, and then they, after they get them corralled, they separate each one, you know, and each one comes and gets their own cattle. Lots of these cattle come for miles and miles and miles, you know, and then but they're all branded. And if they get these cattle, they just call the brand inspector, and he calls them and tells them how many there is and all about.
I see. And now, what about a rancher? Is that?
Oh, rancher is just usually a man a ranch and is mainly just a farm hand, you know, farmers.
I see. Okay, what about any derogatory terms for a miner?
What do you mean?
Or would they call a miner anything besides miner?
You mean the people that mine coal?
Yeah.
Just a miner, coal miner, or uranium miner.
I see. Now, the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure if you'll know this one. The Abraham's wife was, or there's a commercial on TV, Nobody Does It Like Somebody Lee.
I don't know.
Let me show you that. Now, how would you say that?
Sarah.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word jackleg?
No.
Okay. And another word for attorney?
Lawyer.
Okay. And the person who presides over a trial would be a?
Lawyer. Or, well, I don't know.
The guy that wears the black robe.
Judge.
Okay. And now I get to some body parts here. This stuff on the top of my head is called?
Ear.
And this is a?
Ear.
Two of them are?
Ears.
Okay, and if I didn't shave today, I'd be growing a...
Whiskers.
Okay, or a...
Beard.
Uh-huh. And I talk out of my...
Mouth.